Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Sism.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's going to be another one of those amazing weeks in business, right? Monday, we're starting off a powerful week. I'm hoping that you have all kind of great things planned. Also, it's the middle of summer, so you might be on vacation. I can't tell you how many of my clients are on vacation at this moment, so it makes me want to go on another one. You know, I just got back off that Alaskan cruise, but we're entrepreneurs. We can have vacations whenever we want them. So listen, let's get started by reminding you that we want to hear from you. We want to know what you would like to learn on our show. It's all about taking action and getting profits in your business as an entrepreneur. So be sure that you reach out to us. You can call in and ask your questions, talk to the guest or talk to me or just hear your voice on the radio. And that's super simple. Just dial 347-989-1363. You actually should get out your cell phone. Just put that number in, 347-989-1363. Save it and just, you know, put Michelle's radio show or something. Just call me. The other thing I want you to do is be sure that you connect with us through Facebook, facebook.com/decisiveminds, and also for this fantastic radio network, it's facebook.com/toughtalkradio. So I'm extremely serious when I say if you will tell us what you need to know to grow your business, we'll get the answers. I may not know the answers off the top of my head, but I'll tell you what, I'll find someone to bring on the show who can give you those answers. So we're going to have two more fantastic guests this week. Before we do, I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. I just took a trip to Dallas. I did some speaking engagements in Dallas on Thursday and Friday for the Public Speakers Association. And what I love about taking a road trip, for me, Dallas is a six-hour trip, right? And I love to drive, number one. And number two, that's my brain power time. You know, I don't get a lot of phone calls during that driving time. I don't make a lot of phone calls usually unless I absolutely have to. But I like to really just kind of brainstorm ideas, and I came up with some really great ideas last week and some thoughts around maybe some things that you were needing and missing in your business or some questions you might have. And so a couple of things. Number one being that, you know, I really do have amazing clients. As a business coach, you know, looking at the level of clients, we up-leveled over the last 2 years the level of client that we work with. And by doing that, working with those people who were serious about building their business, we're seeing some amazing things happen. And I decided I want to start doing more client celebrations. So we actually sent out, if you're on our on our email list, we sent out a client celebration email on, I think it was yesterday, maybe on Sunday, just kind of sharing some of the things that our clients are up to and have coming up. And I think I'm going to try to start making it a pretty regular section on the show here. So I'm going to talk about one of my clients real quick. Her name is Jenna Rodriguez, and Jenna is a branding coach. And actually, she was on the show, I think back maybe in February or March, did a great segment. She is brilliant when it comes to branding and marketing. And I'm really excited because she's going to have her first one-day workshop in Houston this Friday, and I get to be there. I'm really excited to be there with her for her first workshop. You know, as we're building businesses as in service-based areas, right, so whether you're a coach or whether you provide specific services, VA or accountant or attorney or whatever that might be, whatever your business might be, doing a workshop, putting on a workshop for your clients, for your potential clients, is an excellent way to, number one, show your authority, right? So when, you know, Jenna just moved into this particular area of business. She's been in business a long time, but as a branding coach, she's only been doing that for a little over a year at this point. And so having a one-day workshop is really helping to build her expertise. Second thing is it really feeds people into your funnel. It helps you to get people to start working with you. And so I just wanted to tell you about her event real quick. If you have any sort of questions around the branding of your business, the messaging of your business, I call it brand shame. You know, Jenna and I talk about it all the time. She actually does all my branding and did all of my branding, and we're getting ready to do a rebrand. Some of you have seen some sneak peeks of what that looks like already. But, you know, there's constantly that question going on for companies. Are we putting across the message that we want to put across that attracts our ideal client? That's what Jenna does, and that's what she's going to be focusing on in this workshop. So if you're in the Houston area or anywhere within driving distance and want to come join us, you can see the information at www.bethebrandlive.com, E-B, thebrandlive.com. It's Friday, June 20th in Houston at, so I'm looking at her website real quick. I know the hotel's on here. I think it's the Wyndham Energy Corridor. Yeah, Wyndham Houston West Energy Corridor. Starts at 9 o'clock on Friday morning, so I would love to see you there. The tickets are only $97, and if you want to bring a friend, it's only $27 to bring a friend. So you cannot beat that. You're going to get great information. Also, if you're thinking about doing your own workshops and you're in the Houston area, great place to see that. How it's done, right? So that led me to start thinking about, you know, I was just saying that it's a great way for you to move your clients into, potential new clients into working with you. And one of the questions I get a lot from my clients and from the audiences that I speak in front of is, how do you know what to move, what to offer someone? What is your offering? What is the package, the product, the program that is right for that, for a particular person or a particular audience? And, you know, I have a really simple formula, and it's time versus the way they meet you, or the way they know you. So what we're going to look at is if they've known you for a very short period of time versus whether they've known you for a long period of time. That makes a determination. And then, did they just meet you online and they got your free report? Did they, maybe they met you in person at a networking event, but that's a very short, you know, that's the first time they met you. You exchanged cards. You know, it wasn't much more than that, just a little conversation. Or did they see you speak on a stage and they heard you speak for an hour or more? Or maybe they came and took a class from you or took a workshop from you. So when we look at what it is that we want to offer someone, let's say, for example, that you meet someone at a networking event. It's the first time you've spoken with them, so you've got a little time in the relationship, right? You haven't known them for a long time. Obviously, you just met them. So a little time and very, very little. They know very little about you. You wouldn't want to walk into that conversation and try to move them into, you know, your $5,000 program immediately, correct? Now, this is a generalized conversation, generalized statement. I just want to say that. Are there opportunities to do that every once in a while? Yes. But for most people, what you would want to do is you would want to look at some sort of an entry-level program to offer that person, say $0 to $200 or $500, somewhere in that range. Now, if you, let's say, for example, you meet someone for the very first time at a speaking engagement. So you're on stage, you're there for an hour, they really get a feel for who you are, but it's still little time because they've just met you at this speaking engagement. You can move those types of people because they have more of a relationship with you. They've met you in person or at least seen you in person, and they've heard you for an hour. Even though that's still a little time, you can move those people into a program between, say, $1,000 and $5,000. The reason being, there's a different relationship, and you guys hear me talk about relationship all the time, right? There's a different relationship when you meet somebody in person versus having met someone at a networking event or, maybe met them online, or there's just that way that relationship kind of evolves, okay? So what's perfection? Perfection and where you can get the most is when somebody's been around for quite a while and they meet you in person or take a class from you or hear you, you know, do a long talk. So let's say they've been on your list for 2 or 3 years and they show up for a workshop that you teach. that right there, that's the perfect intersection. Those are those people that you can move into a program from, you know, $5,000 to $25,000. They're ready. They've taken the time to build a relationship with you and move that on. So if you've ever wondered about this in your business, this is one of the things that I teach in my tour that I'm in the middle of right now. It's called the Make More Money Tour. And I just wanted to remind you, we'll talk about it again later on, but I would love to invite you. I'll be in Boston next week on the 27th, and then I'll be in Phoenix, Houston, and Dallas in August and September. Right, July and August. Kind of losing track here of when the summer is. So Boston is next, and then Phoenix, and then Dallas, and then Houston. And we focus on having these conversations, three areas actually. We focus on your message, we focus on your funnel and what it is that you can sell, and we focus on how to hold sales conversations. All righty, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk to our first guest, so be sure and stick around.
Have you been feeling tired, having trouble managing your emotions, or just feeling out of sorts? The problem could be your vitamin supplement. There is a big difference between synthetic and natural vitamins. Synthetic vitamins do not contain all of the substances that naturally occur in nature. Natural whole food vitamins provide all of the factors necessary to help you maintain or regain your health. For more information, please contact Dr. Alan Simberg at alansimberg.com.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
All right, and we are back. Let's take a second here just to make sure that my guest is there. Oh, I hear you now. Shonda, is that you?
That is me.
Awesome. I'm so excited that you are here with us. So let me take a second and introduce you. This is Shonda Taylor, also known as the Belief Coach. She's the creator of the Passion Business Blueprint. She's a business coach, a mindset mentor, a speaker, an author, one of those girls that does it all, right? So I love it. I was looking at your information, and Shonda and I have been working together for a little bit lately. She just took a program that I was teaching, and it's been exciting to see your business evolving. But one of the things that Shonda says is by using the Passion Business Blueprint as the foundation of your business, you can take your business to the next level, fill your schedules, make more money, change more lives, including your own. And I just loved that statement. So welcome to the show.
Hi, Michelle. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. And so I like to start these out by just kind of, you know, I do a brief introduction like I just did, but I really want to get your story. And so I'm just curious how you, you know, got to this point of being known as the Belief Coach.
For me, I'll make a long story as short as possible. It started back in 2004 when I had a really bad accident during Hurricane Jean. And I could not return to my corporate job. And so I was looking for something to do that would inspire me because I had been so bored with corporate job, and something just kept, you know, hitting me on the shoulder saying, this isn't what you're supposed to be doing. And I kept saying, I don't want to work. Well, the universe granted me that request through the accident. And as I started looking for other things to do, I kind of ran into the law of attraction and became a law of attraction coach, did a lot of studying, took a course, became certified in that. Then I started a website called AllowYourLife.com. And through that, I did a lot of transformational work using the law of attraction and other transformational type techniques and things like that with my clients. And then I kind of moved into getting questions about, well, how did you start this business? How did you grow your business? How do you get clients? And lo and behold, it came to me that the way I actually got clients was I really didn't do marketing per se, and I didn't do selling. I just did a lot of education-based information to my clients, and I worked with my clients and tried to teach them things, and then they wanted to become clients. So that's how I got to where I am, and then I noticed that in doing that, I was working through a certain process, and then that's how the Passion Business Blueprint was born. It became I can, I give, I serve, and I help. And so now that's, I teach socially conscious, heart-centered entrepreneurs how to build their business through those four principles.
Awesome. You led right into my second question, because I was going to have you talk to us about the business blueprint, or the passion business blueprint, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, obviously it has four components. I can, I give, I serve, I help, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So let's spend a little time because, you know, I know this is an audience of business owners who are, you know, just we're engaged in our businesses and always looking for those additional things that we can do to make it better. So let's talk a little bit about the four of them and just kind of explain to us what those pieces are.
Well, we start out with the I Can principles, which is setting yourself up for success. It's getting that real confidence to break through and either create a business or to take your business to the next level if you already have a business. So we work on several different mindsets, what a lot of people probably would call the millionaire mindset, but just to get you more in line with earning money, accepting your status as an expert, moving forward, and how to position yourself as an expert with confidence and clarity and commitment. So those are the things that we work on with the I Can principles. Then the I Give principles are all about giving of yourself and your knowledge and giving away your best-kept secrets. Because once you can give away your best-kept secrets, then people are very interested in what you have to say. And a lot of people tend to hold back. They don't want to give away their best-kept secret because they don't think they'll have anything else to teach. So we go through showing you that you have more knowledge than you ever thought possible. You kind of forget what you don't know. So you move forward with just teaching from the perspective of heart-centered teaching and coming from that place of always giving.
All right. Okay, great. So that's what I can and I give. How about I serve?
I serve is getting your mission statement correct, your marketing, so you're not missioning to the masses. You're able to get your clarity. You know who you're speaking to. You know how to attract those people to your inner circle. It's creating, as you were talking about earlier, relationships. Well, I like to call them your fabulously flawless friends, because if you can get to a level of a relationship where you can think of your inner circle as your friends and you can know them as well as you know your friends, then you know you have raving fans that will buy from you for a long, long time.
Right.
So that's what we work on with the I Serve principles. It's all about serving your inner circle.
Great. Awesome. And then I Help.
I Help is about turning the excuses into commitments. And I'm talking about your client's excuses when you're on the phone with them and you're trying to get them to invest in themselves through you. And they're using the excuses, I don't have the money, or I don't have the time, or I don't if I don't, I can't. So those, we go through how to really work on that failed conversation and get people to step up and invest in themselves through you. And it's through 4 steps that we go through in the I Help principles. You begin with harnessing that energy that is on the call. You know, when people come to you, they're excited generally. They have a challenge and they need to have that challenge solved. And they're getting on that call hoping that you can solve that challenge. So you want to harness that energy to begin with.
Right.
Then you want to move forward and you want to expand on that energy and walk them through, you know, the worst case scenarios. What if you don't solve this challenge, what's going to happen if? And you get them to see all the things that could happen by not solving their challenge. And then you're going to leverage that information that they're giving you into, well, your solution. What can you offer them to solve that challenge? How can you help them move forward with your solution? And then you position yourself to offer them your program or your service or whatever it is that you do that can help them solve that challenge.
Awesome. I like that. That's good. Taking all kind of crazy notes over here. well, I like your 4 steps. I mean, very good. Harnessing their energy, expanding on that energy, leveraging the info into your solution, and then positioning yourself to offer your product. Brilliant.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay, fantastic. So when you see clients show to start working with you, and I would, what the assumption on my part would be that you start with the I can, do you find that that's where most people need to begin the work to make the transformation for their business?
Well, at least for my clients it is, because I think a lot of people, as they're beginning to build their business, they don't have a lot of confidence sometimes, or they don't know how to bring forth that confidence into what they do. They don't know how to get clarity on their message so that they can speak it confidently. And I think a lot of times that happens, too, when you've been in business for a long time. You kind of get stuck in the same message over and over and over again. And when people don't respond to that message, then you start to lose your confidence and you start to think, I'm doing something wrong. But you're really not. You just need to either redo the message that you're putting out there, or you need to maybe have a new message, maybe come up with something different that can relate back to what it is that you do. Because after time, and people see the same thing, they get bombarded with so many messages that if they're seeing the same thing all the time, they're just going to click past it if it doesn't apply to them. So we work through getting the confidence to really go out there and say it in a big way, so that people take
Very good. Is there a particular exercise or something that we could give the audience that's listening now to work on that?
What I do with my clients, I start every session with stepping into your circle with unlimited potential. And that's really a great exercise for getting that confidence. And if there's people on your listeners on the line right now, if they're not doing anything, they're not driving or actually doing anything, they could do
Good
this
point.
Right now. So you can stand up from wherever you are and take a couple of deep breaths. And begin by saying, I breathe in positivity and I breathe out negativity. And then I breathe in unlimited potential, I breathe out unlimited potential. I breathe in joy, I breathe out joy. And that's the way we start. And then I ask them to visualize a circle of anything they want it to be. It can be a circle of diamonds, coins, rings of fire, whatever appeals to them, and then they can see it can dance, it can sparkle. Just use your imagination and create this big, huge circle on the floor. And then as you begin to step into that circle, I want you to think about the one thing that seems to be holding you back in your business, whatever that may be for you. And as you're thinking about this one thing that's holding you back, I want you to take a step over the circle so that you're standing inside the circle but right at the edge. And as you are standing there, I really want you to concentrate and focus and visualize on what is holding you back. And now take a few steps forward towards the middle of the circle. And I want you to say to yourself, I can let go of what's holding me back. And I can replace it with my expert status, my confidence, and my clarity so that I can move forward and help as many people as I possibly can help. And really stand there for a moment and think about that. Let it rain down on you. And when I say rain down on you, come down from the heavens and whatever you want it to be. If you want it to be butterflies, if you want it to be lightning bolts, whatever works for you. And feel that just for a moment as it circles around you as you stand in your circle. And just let that sink in. And now take a few steps forward until you're just about at the edge of your circle. And then say to yourself, I take with me my confidence, my joy, and my ability to add value to this world. And as you step out of your circle, just let it disappear behind you. And then go through your day with knowing that you're going to add value to this world with what you do.
That's awesome. So do you have them do that on a regular basis or...
I do.
Well,
that is one of the ways that I suggest you start your day. Always start your day with your circle's unlimited potential.
Yeah.
It gives you that confidence to really just go through your day and know that, you know, you're going to touch many lives as you go through your day, so hopefully you can add value to everybody that you come in contact with.
Awesome. This is really great stuff. You know, I also wanted to just point out for everybody, I loved the part you were saying about the I serve. Right, about really understanding relationship, and they hear me talking about it all the time, the importance of relationship, but, you know, having that inner circle of people. And so when you talk about inner circle from your perspective, tell me who that is for you. Is that client?
It's the inner circle are those people who have been on your list for a while, those people that you interact with on a regular basis. They read your stuff. They may not have purchased anything from you, but they get on your webinars, they read your newsletter, and not just subscribe to it, but actually open it and read it. They are on your Facebook page or in your Google Plus circles, or they've come to your Hangouts. So it's the people that you're really interacting with.
Yeah,
so that's
your
inner circle is. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, great. Great. I just wanted to make sure I was clear on that. And if I was questioning, you know, they might be. So, all right. Fantastic. I love that. We only have a few more minutes, and I want to be sure that everyone knows how to contact you. And so tell us what your website is. Tell us how to connect with you on social media. I know you have some great stuff you wanted to offer everyone, so feel free.
I do. I would like to have everybody, if it seems like a good fit for them, to hop over to implementandinspire.com. And when they do, come on that first page, they're going to see my ebook. It's called The Principles of Creating a Passion-Based Business, Business 2.0, The End of Sales and Marketing. And so I'd like them to hop over and grab a hold of that if they want. And then if we can connect on social media, I'm on Facebook at Implement and Inspire on my page, or Shonda Taylor on Facebook. And it's at Sage of Success on Twitter.
Awesome. And that's very intriguing. Business 2.0, The End of Sales and Marketing. I'm looking at your website right now. So, you know, I know a lot of people who would love to have a business and not have to do sales and marketing the way they do. So,
very good,
guys.
Awesome.
Be sure you go to implementandinspire.com and connect with Shonda and stay connected. She's full of great information. So thank you so much, Shonda, for being on the show today.
Thank you, Michelle. It was wonderful, and I really enjoyed it. So.
You are very welcome. All right, guys. Be sure you hold on. We'll be back with our second guest after the break.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
All right, and we are back. Shambe, are you there?
I am.
You are. I'm so excited that you are my next guest on the show today.
I'm going to have a great time.
We are going to have a great time. That's exactly right. So listen, everybody needs to know this guy. His name is Shambe Brown. I'm going to spell that for you just in case. It's T-S-H-O-M-B-E, Brown. Y'all know how to spell Brown. And so first I'm going to tell him who you officially are, but then I got to add something to it. So Shambe is a sought-after spiritual business coach, sales success coach, speaker and workshop leader who captivates audiences, delivers solutions to business challenges with real impact, and helps struggling entrepreneurs easily attract their best clients. That is one mouthful of a sentence, but you know, and Shambe, I just don't remember for sure. Was it at Adam's event when we met the first time? Where did we meet?
It was Adam Urbanski's event. Yes. In November,
okay.
I think it was.
Yes, it has been many, many years ago at this point, 3 or 4 years
That's
ago.
That's right.
And actually, was that in 2009? Was that that
yeah,
event?
Yeah, it was 2009, November. I
oh
think
my
November
goodness.
2009.
Yeah, so the very first ever marketing event I ever went to in my entire existence. I wasn't even a business coach yet. I hired Adam and started my business in January of 2010. That's the event we met at. However, along the way, you know, we've done different things. You've done some programs. We've promoted each other. And you wrote me the most amazing testimonial. Oh, my gosh. It was like a book, guys. He wrote this long testimonial. And I don't know if y'all do this, but what I do is I have what I call a gratitude book. It's a three-ring binder. It's a three-inch three-ring binder full of those things you slide papers into, you know, whatever that's called. But yours... That's cheap protectors. Thank you. Yours is on the top because it is just every time I read it, I'm like, I have those days when I think, what am I doing in this business? This is so hard. And I pull that out and I go, no, this is why I do it. So I just wanted to say thank
beautiful.
You. You are awesome.
You are so welcome, Michelle. And I just have to say, you know, how thrilled I am to be on the show. And just to tell everyone who's listening and who will listen that do whatever Michelle tells you because it's only love that is coming from. And I speak from experience. I just 2 weeks ago put up my Facebook page on Facebook. And Michelle has been telling me
finally
to do that for you. I know. about time. And right? And just do it. Just, you know, whatever your excuses are, say thank you. And but I'm going to do what I want anyway. And and do it. So thank you.
That's right. Get it done. So good. So here's your opportunity to tell them how to find you on Facebook. What is your new fan page?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's facebook.com, of course, /sellingwithspirit. Come on down, and we'll just sell with spirit all day long together.
Yep, selling with spirit. Awesome. I just hit the like button. There's your next fan. 95. Okay, people, he only needs a few more to get to his first 100, so be sure you
That's right.
So
yes, come on
awesome. .com/sellingwithspirit. Okay, so let's start by letting you give them just a little background of, you know, who you are, where you came from, how you got here kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up on the West Coast. I still live here in the beautiful Northwest corner of the world, where you were at, mm-hmm. Michelle. I was just down the street in Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
And grew up in primarily the service industries. I did waited tables. I dealt blackjack and baccarat. I worked in hotels and did room service and fine dining, and found my way into human resources in the service industry. And all along the way, we had sales professionals who you know, just typically came from that mentality that you had to get the job no matter what, and it never quite sat well with me. And so when I opened up my business in 2003, I was an event planner and human resources consultant, and in 2005, I added coaching and progressively let go of the other two focuses, and I just had this kind of inquiry that informs sort of, well, there's actually two questions that inform my work. So what if selling were spiritual practice? How would that look? How would that feel? You know, if you're in the healing modalities, that would mean that you're healing, that selling would be just as healing and transformative as the healing modality that you share with the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second inquiry was, you know, that I come back to as a foundation of what I share and teach and coach people on is, what if selling were coaching, which I define as helping other people get what they want? How would that change how you go about your marketing and sales? And that was kind of, in a nutshell, brings me to today and how I've honed in on making selling with spirit the cornerstone of how I help people show up in the world.
Very cool. That is a very interesting direction to look at sales from, right? I haven't really thought about it being a spiritual practice or just really being coaching. When we do that, so – you know what, the big problem with most entrepreneurs is that they're fearful of the selling process, right? I mean, I was you know, teaching in those classes in Dallas last week, and that was one of the things that I said in that class was, you know, most of us weren't born salespeople, my husband being the exception to that rule. But, you know, so we, you know, even I'll stand up and plant my flag too and say, it's, you know, there's definitely fear when it's time to have the sales conversation. So, a really cool way to look at it.
Well, I tell you, Michelle, the what's beautiful and also frightening about being a solopreneur like us or you know, having a very small business is that, the business is personal. So,
right.
You know, it's where we work out or, you know, maybe we're confronted with our own fears and insecurities and challenges. And, you know, and I think that's what makes it a spiritual path, right? Because, you know, we're on this evolution spiritually to connect with others and also to evolve ourselves to be more godlike, if you will. That is, and God, there is no fear, right? Love, we talk about fear being the opposite of love, but that's not entirely accurate because there's no opposite, right? And so we're busy running around trying to add more, me included, you know, oh, I'm not good enough, and so I'll add this more training, or I'll do this other thing, and really,
yeah.
true evolution, spiritually speaking, is taking away what is clouding our vision of who we are, and that, and if we have a gift, it's not ours to keep.
Mm-hmm.
It's for us to share. And we have this kind of idea, even in selling, that somehow when we, you know, that we're left, if we give something away, then we don't still have it. And that's not correct. It's just an illusion. When we give things away, it multiplies. And that's our mission as spiritual entrepreneurs on the earth, I think.
Yeah. Awesome. So I would assume that all of this leads right into the whole selling with spirit, right? Is that, that's kind of your focus these days, and that's your website address, you guys, by the way, if you haven't gotten that. It's sellingwithspirit.com.
Yeah, you know, that didn't – I had a conversation a couple of years ago with Adam Urbanski, and I have to say, I don't know if he's going to hear this or not, but it was like the most well, it hit a few buttons, let's say. And so and one of the things that he told me is that, Shombe, you're all, you know, I can find you all over the web, but you're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm so glad that you pointed that out, that, you know, what is it that you stand for, and then be congruent as far as possible throughout your online presence. And it also, I mean, it's not just for you, for your clients. It also focuses you.
Yes.
So thank you for highlighting that.
Yeah, very good. So when you're coaching these days, right, and speaking and leading workshops, right, all those kinds
of
things.
That's right. Yeah,
awesome.
Absolutely.
And is it around the sales process, or what are you focused on these days?
Yeah, that's right. It's on Selling with Spirit. And, you know, today the lines between marketing and selling have blurred considerably. And the confusion, of course, you know, you obviously in sales, you have to, you know, at some point ask the people to to pay you some money and hire you, where in marketing that's you're not usually asking for the sale. But the but yes, this is what I help people with, and this is something I learned from you and Adam and other mentors, is that the people, so my target market, the people that I market to and provide my services to primarily, include yoga teachers, healers, and body workers. So I surveyed yoga instructors and came to find out that their particular needs revolved around of getting more clients. And so I immediately created a video series called Attract Perfect Clients at attractperfectclients.com that provides that value to them. And then speaking of listening to Michelle, she's been telling us all this for years, is to create a workshop or leverage that into a virtual day, which one will be coming up that's based on that very same thing. And and it's based on that three-part series, and the virtual day that's coming up covers the only three things that I coach and teach people on, which the first one is how to develop and express what I call magnetic distinction. And that's
nice.
That's, you know, who you are and how you occur for other people when you're fully self-expressed. So that's magnetic distinction. And then the second part is identifying and reaching out to your perfect clients. I call my perfect clients my peeps. And so in my workshops and everything, I talk about my peeps. And then they're not only at Easter time.
Yeah, that's right.
And then really the selling piece comes in the third part, and that's where I help people put on their CAP. It's their CAP, their client attraction plan. And in sales speak, we call that maybe your lead generation plan. And when that's complete, you have a customized system that's duplicatable. You can just overlay, once you install that, just overlay that with a new marketing campaign that ends in a sales process. So in answer to your question, that's kind of the process that whether someone's working with me online in the free program at attractperfectclients.com, or they go to the virtual day, or they hire me one-on-one. We do essentially all of that process.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And so I just wanted to repeat that, attractperfectclients.com, and it's a three-part video training series, so you guys need to really check that out. Awesome.
Right, and that's so that it's easy for your listeners, there's for Michelle, who's all about taking action and being decisive, it's tinyurl.com/decisive, APC,
awesome.
For Attract Perfect Clients. tinyurl.com/decisive, APC.
APC. Love it. Fantastic. We're going to put that up on Facebook so everybody will get that. And I love the statement that you made that the lines between marketing and sales are blurry. And so, one of the things I think, and we have a little bit of time left, so I really wanted to just kind of have that conversation for people. I teach this often. I know you talk about it, about the fact that, marketing and sales are different. And I think in this, especially, gosh, since the social media era we've come into deeply at this point, I think that line is really blurry. I think people
mm-hmm.
think marketing
mm-hmm.
is sales, and it's not. And so
it's
I would
not.
Love to get your feedback on that conversation for them.
Yeah, Peter Drucker once said that the aim of marketing is to make selling superfluous. And there's some truth to that, but what he was talking about was what you, Michelle, teach all day long in terms of relationship marketing and providing value commensurate to that relationship that you have with them, which depends on, obviously, how well they know you or feel that they know you. And that you talked about at the top of the hour, and so if you do your marketing right, then people often sell themselves. They may even come to a sales conversation with you, saying how do I sign up with you? Because they've already been with you for however long, or been referred to you, which short circuits the sales process. But sales is actually distinct, and oftentimes when we're using these words kind of interchangeably, but if we're talking about leads, we're really almost talking about the sales, beginning the sales process. So,
right.
And in traditional sales, we talk about, where there are warm leads or cold leads or hot leads, and then we're actually asking for the money.
Mm-hmm.
And you have often with healers, yoga instructors, business and sales coaches, and even in the traditional sales professions, they have a consultation and they think that that's a sales conversation. And unless you make an offer for them to buy something from you, you have not had a sales conversation.
Right. My clients do that all day long.
Oh, do they? Yeah. Right. You fooled
That's
yourself.
Why I laughed.
if they haven't signed on maybe it's a purchase order or number that they give you or some kind of promise to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you haven't had a sales conversation. And oftentimes we go to coffee which I think these are wonderful relationship building activities. But you're not having a sales conversation. And it's so important for people to kind of get that and then go back to the, or like if you're making prospecting calls, these are where you're calling people who could potentially be your client, and you're setting up appointments. That's part of a sales process, not a marketing one.
That's correct. And so that's really what I wanted them to see. You know, I tell my clients all the time that marketing really has one main purpose. That's lead generation, right? We all need marketing. It's for the lead generation. It's not the job of your marketing to get it's the job of your marketing to get people's attention and turn them into lead, but it's the job of your sales strategy to convert their intention into a sale. So I really wanted people to hear it from you, because I say it all the time, and, you know, they don't always listen, right? But if someone else says it.
Like, you know, a parent, and all of a sudden, you know, someone else says it, and they're like, oh, they were right.
Oh, gosh. So, awesome. You know what? I just looked down the clock. I could talk to you forever, but we do have to end this show. So I want to be sure we've given out URLs along the way. We told them about your Facebook page, but I want to do it all in one space here. So you guys really need to be connected with Jambé. So Jambé, why don't you tell them what the best ways to connect
on,
with you are.
Jump on over to Facebook, and it's facebook.com/sellingwithspirit, and we'll have fun. I'm always there, and I know you are, because we have the statistics to prove it. So, so we'll connect and have a good time over there. You can always blog along with me at sellingwithspirit.com. And I'd love to, the virtual day is coming up next month. I'd love for your listeners to come on board and join me on that Attract Perfect Clients virtual day, and I have a special Tough Talk Radio take action code for you to get a special discount. It's regular $197, though of course be an early bird that starts probably this weekend. But for your listeners, they get a $120 discount. It's crazy.
Wow.
So you're going to go to Attract. I know, maybe I shouldn't have said. So you're going to go to attractperfectclients.com/virtualday. Attractperfectclients.com/virtualday. You'll see a big register now button. And you'll hit that button. Just put in the coupon code TAKE ACTION. So that's attractperfectclients.com/virtualday, and then put in the coupon code TAKE ACTION. And, of course, you, for absolutely free, you can work through at your own pace a three-part video series that we talked about earlier. That's tinyurl.com/decisiveAPC, as in Attract Perfect Clients.
Awesome. All right, Jambé, thank you so much. It's been great having you on the show today. You're so much
fun.
Oh,
my God, it's just been a blast. I feel like, you know, jumping up and down and doing cartwheels in the street. So much fun.
Look out, Tacoma.
Right. And that's what selling can be for you, selling with spirit, guys.
Awesome. All right, so we're going to take a little break here, and we will be back in a few moments for closing thoughts.
Bye.
They say everybody has a story. A special few have the gift of bringing stories to life. When you absolutely can't get your book from your head to the written page, you need the special services of a ghostwriter. You will be amazed at what happens when you leave the telling of your story to a writer with the ability to reach inside and capture joy and laughter and pain and transform it all into your words. Your raw emotions just waiting to explode into reality. When waiting to tell your story is no longer an option, trust a ghostwriter that can deliver on a promise. Shirley Carney is that writer you can trust. Contact Shirley at ShirleyWintersCarney@yahoo.com or give her a call at 832-492-4088.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Wow, this has been a fast-moving show, hasn't it? We have covered all kinds of bases. So we started off the show talking about knowing what it is that you should offer to the person that you're speaking to, right, when you're actually having a sales conversation. You know, Shambe and I were just talking about marketing versus sales, right, and that marketing isn't sales. And listen, you need both in your business, another great topic for us to bring up on the show. And so we talked about that at the top of the show. It's time, how long have you known them, how much time is invested in the relationship versus how they know you, meaning they meet you at a networking event or just meet you online, or have they seen you speak, have they taken a class from you. Those are the two components that really go in to determining what you should offer someone. That is one of the things I said that we will be covering in the Make More Money Tour. So I would love to invite you guys to meet me in Boston, Phoenix, Dallas, or Houston. You can get the dates at makemoremoneytour.com. It's $97 to spend the whole day with me, and you learn amazing things, I promise. And then we had two fantastic guests. So first we had Shonda Taylor from implementandinspire.com. And I love that Shonda took us through her process, the four-step process, right? I can, I give, I serve, I help. And it's just a brilliant way for entrepreneurs to look at their business from a different aspect, from a different direction, right? And so be sure that you connect with Shonda, implementandinspire.com. And then we had Shambe Brown from sellingwithspirit.com. And, you know, there were several really great things, but I love that he asked the questions. What if selling were a spiritual practice? And what if selling was coaching? If you could look at sales from that aspect, what does that change for you? Does it take the fear out of the equation and make the sales conversation easier for you to have? Very important. And then we were at the end of the call, we were talking about the fact that the lines between marketing and sales have been blurred so much, especially for the entrepreneur, okay, and in the entrepreneurial world. A lot of times I think that entrepreneurs, I don't think it, I know it for a fact, entrepreneurs believe that with the advent of social media, they should be able to do email marketing or go out and you know, advertise on social media, and that is the sales process. And that is, unless you have, listen guys, yeah, that works for some people. And you know who it works for? It works for those people who have hundreds of thousands of people on their list, who have 100,000 people following them on their Facebook fan page, right? They have huge audiences. That's who that process can work for with low-price products. But if you're trying to sell a coaching program or put people in a VIP day with you or sell bigger service packages, those are sales conversations. So you need the marketing to get people's attention. You need the giveaway, the freebie, so that they can get just a feel for working with you. You need they need to see you all over the place, like Shambe was saying, right? Adam said to him, you're all over the place, but you're literally all over the place, meaning he wasn't consistent in his message. And so you need to be consistent in your message. You need to be using those pieces to market, but the marketing is to simply attract their attention. Once you get their attention, then you move them into your sales strategy, right? So it was an excellent show today. I am so grateful that you were all here with me, and I do look forward to seeing you again next Monday at 2 Central. We will have more fantastic guests. In the meantime, I want you to go check out that tour because I would love to meet you in person.
MakeMoreMoneyTour.com. All right, guys, we will see you again or speak to you again next week. Talk to you then. Until then, remember, be decisive.
You
Bye-bye.
Have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.